Blog Talk Radio.
Behind every beating heart, there's a story. And everyone has a story to tell, but no one can tell your story better than you. So never forget your struggle, because you lose your direction. Never forget your struggle, always strive for perfection. Life is an ongoing lesson. Every tragedy has its blessing, so stop stressing. God wouldn't have brought you to it if he couldn't get you through it. So your purpose in life, continue to pursue it. Where your future takes you depends on the choices that you make. You have the strength to control your own fate, so never live your life on a maybe. And don't allow others' negative perception of you define and decide your own destiny. Just live free. We can do the things we want if we just try, so stop wondering to yourself why and look to the sky and begin to fly. To reach a goal, you have to have the heart of a lion. Strive to keep pushing, don't quit, just keep trying. Your expectations of your purpose you should want to meet, so never stand by anyone who clearly tries to cut success from under your feet. And don't be so content to stand in the sand by the seashore when there's an entire body of ocean that's ready for you to explore. So don't get down about your past. Even flowers need dirt to grow for the ability to last. These words are small in this book that I write in, but the outlook they give speaks big on life. And I don't expect those to understand my journey who has never walked my path. My ambition to succeed is through this pen, so you will feel my wrath. So I voice my heart into these words and verses. I'm a lyrical blessing. I'm a poet with a purpose, touching lives through what I speak, because what I speak can strengthen you if you are weak. Poetic therapy.
Don't judge me.
I'm doing a service for my country and my planet. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, you do.
Chris, wait!
Yeah. Everything between us is good. I'm riding this cloud, baby, ready to fly, but before I take another step, would you catch me if I fall for you? So used to standing, so used to being on my own, but this thing is new, babe. It feels like I'm losing control. I'll take another step if you catch me when I fall for you. Yeah.
Just say so.
Just say so.
'Cause I can't play. tell you why I love it.
'Cause he is the truth, said he is so real, and I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly, because his light is shining so bright, I wouldn't lie.
No.
I remember the very first day that I saw him. I found myself immediately intrigued by him. It's almost like I knew this man from another life. Like back then, maybe I was his husband, maybe he was my wife. And yeah, the things I don't like about him are fine with me. 'Cause it's not hard for me to understand him, 'cause he's so much like me. And it's truly my pleasure to share his company. Know that it's God's gift to breathe the air he breathes.
Oh, it's the truth, that he is so real, and I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him,
then I must be fly, because his light is shining so bright, I wouldn't lie.
Awkward situation.
Now what am I supposed to do when I want you in the world?
How can I want you for the same when I'm already?
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, the Pearl de Negra, and that's Poetic Garden. Hope you're enjoying the sound so far. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average? Then you can be raw. The dial-in number is 319-5276. 300, and please, press that one. I'd like you to talk to me. Maybe you can relieve some mental stress, because this is the place where you can do some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. I'm going to start off with a piece that I wrote the other night. And this is called Natural Process. I lead with my heart. So when they ask me how do I keep it going, I tell them I use the sun. My heart has conversations with poetry because it is such a beautiful entity happening through the natural process of thoughts activated by feelings from what we encounter in experience. Is the sun. The reason for seasons is to show the natural process of an inevitable necessary change. That we must move on to make room for better, to survive, to grow. And you cannot fight nature. It must happen. It will happen. Relationships have seasons. We call them lessons. Because we decide to let the pain in when we open our hearts to what we love and care for. What we fall in love with. We don't want a hurt of life that lets us know who we are in those moments of time for that season. When we experience pain and heartache, that is telling us that we are still alive, but attention must be given to something, something necessary to change. And at the end of the day, it is absolutely okay to be angry and to be scared and to ask for help. It is within those moments we are defined and our character is shaped. I don't think he meant to make me cry. Instead of studying the depths of me or learning how to sustain me by feeding my soul, he kept me at a distance. Perhaps because he didn't know how to. He didn't know what to do with a kind of love like mine. And he didn't know that his eyes speak to me. So I've always seen who he is. So I fell head over heels, knowing that he couldn't hear me when I prayed for him. I made that choice to love him anyway. I would have loved nothing more than to be that softened, feminine side of life to touch him in his life for him to touch. Just to fill a space with him. So he didn't send me away. He just didn't see me in that last blow when the wind changed direction and I had to flow with it because I knew my season had passed. I will always love him true because my heart just has this funny way of making things like being in love dwell within its chambers. Long past due. nonetheless, I keep going with my face to the sun because I know that I have purpose. Though I haven't figured it out yet, my ego sits with antiquity because I allowed it to die when I'd lost count of my heartbreak an eon ago. I want to know what is on the other side of my heart's fear of feeling. I want to feel again. Now I understand that sometimes we must get caught in the rain to appreciate the sun. My storm is passing, but I am fresh from it because my sun is being eclipsed, drenched in every teardrop from my heart. I'm not even aware of how many of my footsteps on this pain-stricken road I'll have to take just to advance this lesson this time. But any step forward, better than standing at the crossroads of a natural process. That's that piece. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Before I go any further, I have to give a big shout out to a very, very good friend of mine. He is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO of Raw Link. Why are those from hell? At Raw Link, be raw. At Facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, then definitely holler at your girl or anybody at Epiphany. And his name is Surreal the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. Arthur Larry Maddox. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've been enjoying these smooth sounds, and I plan on giving you some more poetry. But I'm going to open up this microphone to that actual person that I was just speaking on. Hey, for real, how you doing tonight, darling?
Welcome to Poetic Thursday. How are you?
I'm good, I'm chilling.
I see. I love the music.
Thank you. You know, this is Poetic Therapy, so I figure, you know, I think smooth sounds are more therapeutic rather than that real hyper sound. You know what I mean? It's okay for a little R&B once in a while, but you need some smooth group once in a while to just calm the spirit, that inner beast that gets worked up, you know, these days. It was too easy to. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I sure do, Miss Pearlie.
How are you doing tonight?
Very soothing. I'm doing pretty good. I'll soon be at the plantation, but until I get there, like I said, I love the music, and it just put me right there in this special place, you know. I wish I didn't have to go in so I could sit back and enjoy some more of that.
Wow. Well, you know, we got to do what we got to do, but I'm going to try to entertain you and keep you in that mode until then. I'll try my best. I really will. You know.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You think you could grab a piece for us before you leave out and head off?
Sure. I'll reach into the archives and I'll pull out what can be pulled out. Okay, I have something for you.
All right. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Miss Burley. The curtain of night falls slowly. Only dimness and our love-making silhouette decorate the walls like once-lit candles inside her warmed and moistened caverns opening. I probe, unconditionally mining within her, finding gem after gem within, enriched by what I'm discovering. More precious than diamonds, rubies, pearls. Going through a roller coaster of emotion. See, she rides me spirited, loud moans of pleasure pleasing me, the acoustics strumming me, providing this release in me, tickling, delicate fingers tickle me. Hold me like a candle when the night falls. My glow will lead you. Allow what's lit to warm you. Raise me up high to your lips. I want to see you. I flicker under your touch. Your touch means so much, so very much. Your exhale fuse me. I'm combustible. My flames can be when left out of control, but I'm in control as long as you're holding me. This thing within me burns evenly yet intense since you lit me, awakening this fire and desire inside of me. See, we both glow, decorating the room with our love making shadows drifting. We each had a turn rolling the dice. We both took a chance at the forbidden, Lights out, candles lit, and yet nothing hidden. Stripped, wanting to poke her, draw four, reverse her, uno, you know, connect four, cross this board with my queen, and take her king, and checkmate her. We played the game, totally drained, totally weakened, until all the candles blew themselves out, until the sun came up again. We played, yes, we played, spinning the bottle after emptying it from the champagne eye. I poured her shadow something smooth to drink. Hers was in agony, constantly pleading to be touched again and again, repeatedly, while mine lay there entwined in her tediously, complying in kind. Mine longs for the same. So the four of us, me, her, and our shadows, spent the evening body surfing across every wall, huh? Scented candles, light cascading, it's illuminous, illuminating, sending shards of lust, tiny shimmering particles of us dancing from floor to ceiling, her shadow so, so alluring, sensual, tantalizing, in the shape of an hourglass, across love's walls, she danced, moved by the candle's glow, we with each other's shadow, filling each other's mouths with the dimness. Closed eyes, aided by the inner mind, only strengthens the visuals. She and my shadow did things only found in erotic dreams. Shit spoken in a poet's piece. The mic was hers. She hungered for it. So I allowed her to spit on it. The taste of her was a metaphor yet to be penned, inked. No, the taste of her has never been written about before. Her cadence soft, rhythmically moaned, I for more. As the lips of my shadow kissed her and played twister with her shadow's front door, opening it, closing it, opening, closing it, knocking on it, and slamming it until the moisture, she, her and her shadow lay spread eagle worn from the tidal wave erupting from her inner core. She dropped the mic. Our shadows were now in a 68. It's okay. I'll finish doing her. Her shadow will simply owe me one. We played with each other's shadows under complete darkness, illuminated by this slight glow. As we played with each other's shadows. For real.
Wow. You know, for real, I have known you almost just about all my life. And until poetry, you pulling me out of my shell, I really didn't know certain sides of you. And I see within your poetry, in which I'm a big, big fan of, that you have two sides to you. You have extremely intense, which is done more so in your political pieces, in your conscious pieces, which I really, really like too. And then you have this tender, this very even side to you, very, very calming side when you read your love pieces. And they're always so beautifully done when you are writing them, because they're always about her, whomever she is. And I appreciate them. I love to listen to you do them, because I've come to expect to hear you stay at a certain level. And it's beautiful. And that piece, I love that piece. Even if you are, you know, when you do pieces about her, there, whether they are you expressing how she pissed you off, or whether it's love or coming into you to growing in love, it's always such a beautiful, calming tone. And this set the night perfect, this piece that you just did. And I really appreciate it. So thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for listening. It's a pleasure.
Always, always, darling, always. I hope, like I said, just like yourself, everybody else can enjoy these songs and this poetry that I'm going to give to them, you know. Because I'm just in that kind of mood. Kind of like it.
I feel that. I feel you there. I feel you there. You keep on doing mm-hmm. your thing, and I'm going to keep on listening. Hey.
Thank you. You got anything you'd like to let the world of Epiphany's universe know before you head off?
Hey, I'm just saying, just listen out. Going to bring back the cafe for one more special event. One of these Mondays, I got to figure that out when. But just stay tuned, and I hope y'all be able to join us for that Picking Up Your Pen segment, where we draw some phrases and you write some pieces. We write some pieces right there on the spot. And that'll be hosted by myself, Miss Pearly Negra, and my brother, Poetic. So just, you know, listen out. Keep your ears open. And that's that piece.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, for real. I'm not going to hold you any longer, because I know you got to do what you got to do, you know. Lives have to be lived,
and
bills got to be paid, you know. So,
hey,
good.
Regardless, you have a wonderful night, love.
You do as well, darling. And, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that was for real the poet, Douglas, the CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Saints.
Until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you, give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness. Supposed to be strong even when it's something that's hard to handle. Yeah. Sometimes I wanna let go, I keep halting right on the pedal. Lay on me, baby, please take your time, I got you. And I'ma turn to your curves until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you, give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness.
Thank you.
Can you hear what my eyes are saying to you? You've looked in them 1,000 times, and each time I've wondered. Can you hear them say, I love you? I've imagined what it's like making love to you, kissing your lips, the soft hand on my cheek, your tongue in my mouth while you're inside me as I rock with you, creating a constant rhythm, skin on skin, body to body, bonding, becoming one. Our pores soaking passion into the sheets, filling the air with the scent of the essence of us as I whisper moans of, I'm yours forever, while our souls hold each other's hearts. I've shared this dance before, so if given just one wish granted, it wouldn't be for money or material wealth, but for time. Time for you to understand all the times when my eyes revealed my soul to you and said, I love you. Time for you to understand I want to deal with you in a capacity that no one else gets to. Because I have the capacity to hold the space for you, as long as you open space for me. Time for you to understand that I really do give a shit about us, about you. and everything that comes along with us, becoming us. Time for you to understand that I will never shut you out, never turn on you, or turn my back on you. That I won't harp on your mistakes, make you feel bad. I want to be your escape. Your light through all the hurt and chaos and pain and just simply just brighten the day. So tell me, can you hear what my eyes are saying to you?
Oh, especially if they special.
It ain't about how you flex, always about the sex. If you can keep it 100, then boy, you keep my respect. I'll cook for ya, clean for ya, anything you need for ya. Button down, starch, need for ya. I ain't no fuck up chick, I ain't picky, I just want what's best for me. I can't let nobody get the best of me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Perla Negra, and this is Poetic Therapy. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Just in case you want to talk to me or give me some poetry. When you call in, please press that 1 to make it happen. Now, I'm going to open up this next microphone to Gina Storm. Hey, Gina, how you doing tonight? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Happy to be here, La Perla Negra. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you. Happy to be, happy to have you here. What's going
on
with you?
What is going on tonight? This music is everything.
Oh, honey, you know, I'm telling you, music, it is life to me, okay? And depending on what kind you play, that'll set the mood for you. And I like the smooth groove, you know?
Yes.
It kind of, like, it keeps me in a calm state, you know what I mean? And I'm a groovy kind of chick. I like to chill, you know? I'm a tree hugger. I'm about that peace and love and all that good stuff.
Right.
You know? So it's all good. I'm glad you're enjoying the sounds. I hope you enjoy the poetry as well. You know, For Real came in here and put his thing down, that beautiful piece that he did. Man, he's an awesome poet.
He was just leaving the mic when I called in. My son-in-law has stopped by to bring me the... My daughter said, oh, I was looking at this peach cobbler at the grocery store. I'm sorry, what? She said, in the bakery, a store-bought peach cobbler. My mama's still alive. I can't allow that. I'll make peach cobbler.
I hear that.
She would not understand. She brought her my child by a peach cobbler from the store.
I hear you. You know, when we got it like that, when we can actually... We know our way around the kitchen, and we know how to burn. Yeah, you don't want that store-bought stuff. Put it down. You want to know for
how to make ice cream.
Yeah. You want to know what's going in your food that you're going to put in your body. And ain't nothing better than homemade. Okay, I'm sorry. And I'm a firm believer.
Anybody who doesn't know needs to find out.
Okay. All right. I hear that. What you been up to, Ms. Storm?
You know, I've been writing like crazy. I've been doing a lot of reflecting. You know how every time when the new year starts in January, people say, you know, new year, new me, and they make all these resolutions and they try to, you know, get it in for the rest of the year, and they taper off by about March, and then they be thinking, what did I say I was resolving to do? I don't like to be that person. So what I like to do is give myself a monthly goal. So every month I tell myself, I'm going to do something I didn't do last month, and I'm going to do it, like, all the way. I started writing every single day back in April, and I haven't stopped. And on a day, let's say my pen hand is dry or the ink just don't come, I'll just write down a couple lines or words or phrases or collect pictures that I can use as prompts for future writing. And then when the urge comes back again and my pen hand starts to itch and I'm ready to put pen to pad, I have something. I have inspiration. I have motivation. And then a lot of times, if I just listen to music or listen to other people, their poetry can inspire me. So I'm never in a deficit. It's always a win. So that's what I've been doing lately, getting my poet on.
I feel you on that. You know what? I'm the same way. I used to be one of those people that like to keep up with so-called traditions of making the setting the goals and the New Year resolutions and all that other stuff. And it has never worked for me. Okay. Well, wait a minute. Now, two of them works for me because I did follow through. But the kind of person that I am, I can be a terrible, I know I'm going to regret saying this because I'm going to hear it later from certain folks. I ain't going to say no names, though, but I can be a terrible procrastinator. Only because, now in my defense, only because it's not that I won't follow through and I won't reach my goals, I won't complete my project. I get bored because I like to find new things to do. And if something catches my eye, I will put down that project and be like, oh, I can do that. And I'll get right to that other project, and more than likely, I'll complete it, and I'll be looking at that other project, you know what, and saying to myself, you know what, I really need to go ahead and finish what I started with that other thing. So I don't set the resolutions because I'm not trying to really resolve anything. I have worked on myself so long that it's only up from here. So, you know, whatever happens, happens. And I don't want to feel like I'm a failure if I don't reach that goal or that goal, okay? Because we don't always reach the goal that we set at that particular time that we set it for. And I don't want to feel like I failed myself. So it's like this. I tell myself, I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. And I just get to it. And I feel better about it. I don't like putting pressure on myself because then I'll start messing up because I'm a perfectionist. I crochet, and I will make something for somebody, and it'll be a little teeny mistake that I'll say, okay, hell with it. I'm not going to pull this whole thing out and start back over. I'm going to just leave it at that. Nobody else will see it, but it could be across a room, 100 feet across the room, and I'll know that mistake is there. I'll see it, and it will bug the hell out of me, but that's just how I am, you know? So I don't put that kind of pressure on myself anymore. I used to, but it can be a little maddening. So.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I love the fact that you are constantly picking up your pen because you are a known, awesome freestyler. So to hear you actually talking about writing, I know it's got to be amazing. I know it does because with writing, you're actually thinking a little bit. Freestyling, you're just going. It seems to me that you don't have the time to think about what you're going to say. You just say it, and it comes out like that. Some people have the gift of gab to flow like that. Is that true?
I believe my mother said this more accurately than me, that she gave birth to 3 children but raised so many. But of us, I was the first, the only girl, and the only one who was breathed. So I came out feet first and hit the ground running. But I wasn't the first to walk. It took me a longer time to walk than it took my brothers, but I talked immediately. She was like, there were never any time in her life where I was, you know how babies have baby talk and gobbledygook and they just babble. No, I was silent until I could form words, and I've been doing so ever since.
You were meant to be heard, honey. You were definitely meant to be heard. That's what it was. And when you hit the ground running, you probably were saying, watch my dust, as you took off.
I know I'm coming in the wrong way, coming in hot, and I'm moving in the wrong direction, but I'm going to get where I'm
going. Get out the way.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's a beautiful gift. It's a beautiful skill to have. I wish I could do that. I really do. And I've come up with one or two lines for a piece. I'll start, you know, saying some things, but then I'll be like, what am I going to say next? And I think that's where, that's what makes the big difference between a freestylist and a person that just writes. We pause because we want to think about what we're going to say. You just got it like that where it flows, and that's an awesome gift. It really, really is. And I appreciate you sharing it with us, man. That's dope. That's really dope. But I want to know, did you bring anything that you wrote tonight, or are you
I got options, actually, because what I've been doing is I'll post a memory piece every day, or somebody will tag me in a piece that I wrote, and, like, I forget them sometimes. There's so many. But one of my cousins, she tagged me in a piece, and I was thinking, oh, I don't even remember this one. Look, there's so many out there, I didn't even know. But what I love about that is it reminds me, for me, some of the things that I went through or how I was feeling at a certain time or a certain relationship. It doesn't have to be romantic. It can be familiar. You know, when me and my cousin were like sisters and I didn't know she was my cousin, or, you know what I mean? My grandfather was my best friend and my dad was jealous of our relationship and I didn't know it. You know what I mean? So it's just like all types of different things that took place over the years that's, you know, the more the parts of the whole that made me. So, I like to read pieces that I wrote, and I also like to freestyle. So I'm going to let you pick. I do whichever you pick, that's what I'll do.
Oh, man, you're such a great poet. Let me hear something that you wrote, because I want to see the difference. I want to see the difference.
All right. So one of my cousins, this is from yesterday, on September 2nd, 2018, my cousin Tracy, she lives in Cincinnati, Ohio. I met her in 2017 at a family reunion. We had never met each other before, but I promised we were kindred spirits from the first, like from hello, you know what I mean? I tagged her and she shared it in her timeline, so I'm going to read it for you.
The mic is yours.
I titled this piece My Path. Hold on, I got to pull it up. That's the problem with reading. I have to make sure I can get to it. My path. I'm better and not bitter. I got the message from my mess, the testimony from my test. I earned my pretty wings. I came into my own as a queen. I used to cry myself to sleep. I'd be alone. I learned. I've grown. If I'm crying, we crying. And I won't do it again on my own. I speak and I live my truth. No watering it down. There's no substitute. And if it's the wrong math, then it just won't compute. And if you act shady, I move around. At that point, the whole thing is now mute. There was a time that my sensitivity would get the best of me and I would lose my peace and tranquility. But that's the past. I know I'm amazing and far from average. Life changed my outlook and turned me into a savage. The things I used to trip on, I walk over now. See, I cleared a path by eliminating things and people who were harmful to me. So if you're missing me, our season is over. It's not a bad thing, just a necessity. I dismissed you to protect myself, and I diligently am guarding my gate. I need to, for heaven's sakes, because there are things in my life that I used to trip on. That I walk over now, because this is the path that I am on right now. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Oh, that was awesome. That was really, really good. But I'm going to be honest with you. You're my freestylist. You're my freestylist. I like your pen. I do. I like your pen. But there, I definitely notice a difference. There is a pause.
I have caution when I'm reading that I don't possess when I freestyle. When I freestyle, I put my foot on the gas and I push it to the flow. And when I read, every now and then I tap the brake. Every now and then I tap the brake. Every now and then I tap the brake.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to talk about. And I'm not used to that from you. I'm used to such a an easy flow from you. There's a the pauses make it seem like you're almost not sure what you're going to say next. And it's a uniqueness. It's not a bad thing. It's a uniqueness. It's part of your writing style. I see that. But I'm going to keep you as my freestylist because I'm just, I guess I'm not spoiled by it. I'm used to it, you know. And it's dope. It's a dope poet, nonetheless. It just, you know, I noticed the difference. That's going to take a little getting used to. That's all I'm saying. Until then,
I'm
going to
tell you about the Danielle. They're for me, punctuation, because I don't use any when I write. So those are the... Those are the colons, semicolons, and the commas that would be if I were doing it grammatically correct. But I'm just doing it like as free write, as though I was freestyle. So I don't. I could go back in later and punctuate because I do know how to do it correctly. I just don't. So when in the read, I have to insert the punctuation that isn't there visibly. So that's where the breaths are taken and the pauses are inserted. But thank you so much. I feel good.
Well, that's good. You said, I mean, we as writers, we are used to hearing us pause at certain times as part of our rhythm. But your rhythm is an easy, ongoing flow. It's like water. You know, there's no obstacles. There's nothing to have a buildup or anything. You just naturally let it go. And it comes to us like that. And that's the way that we, you know, we love to hear you like that. So it's not a bad thing, like I said. I'm just, you know, you the freestylist. I'm going to leave that alone.
Absolutely. That's my intention. Yeah. Next time, I will not read a piece for you. I will give you a freestyle off the dome because I want to make sure that you get your way, too. Then you can do a side-by-side comparison. Man. Okay. I hear it. You're right.
That's what's up, though. I love it. Thank you. Now, before I let you go, can you tell everybody what you got going on in the world of poetry?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so tomorrow, Sunday, and on every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be at Clubhouse in the living room for the Small House of Poetry, where we take your pieces and give them a very deep introspective look, give you the feedback, the criticism, the critique, pointers, hints, anything that you're looking for. Even if you felt like this piece was not going to be understood by anything, we will simply give you our perspective and what it was that we saw and or heard by the visual and the words that you shared with us. So we're giving poets a place to feel comfortable and safe to poet with every fiber of their being. And that's what we do in the living room at the Small House of Poetry on Sundays. I'll also be back here at Epiphany right afterwards for the Inspiration Factory.
You know what? Thank you. I need to start. You know, I don't frequent Clubhouse because I'm always doing something else, although I really do like it. And I'm you know, it's not that I have caught any bad critique in my work, but I'd like to hear some more feedback on my work. But I need to start skipping and dipping over there and checking y'all out. You know?
That's forward. I'll be honest with you. How about this? People also bring incomplete works. Let's say you got a three-quarters of a piece or a quarter of a piece. What'd you say? A couple of lines. You got a couple of lines. You're not sure where you're going to go with this. You want to run it by somebody. Bring it to the living room. Have a seat on the couch. We got you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And you said that's Sunday at what time?
Yeah. 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Sunday.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna try to make it over, but you know, I'll be with my other co-host, my little guy, my grandbaby. She likes to get on here and make some noise from time to time. So I'm going to try. I'm definitely
going to try. Oh, yeah, this is a DC weekend for me. I got the famous three right now. Nobody hears them, and they're always like, are the kids there? Yeah, I don't hear them. They ain't teen babies.
Right.
They don't know how to sit still, you know what I'm saying, for 5-10 minutes while Gigi takes off her Gigi hat and puts on her Gina Storm hat, then we have a misunderstanding.
They've been riding this ride long enough.
They're appreciative of what I do because it's creativity. And they have these minds that baffle me. Sometimes I feel in awe of the people that they're becoming. And I'm just so grateful to be part of the village that's helping to raise them. So, you know, I'm here for the shenanigans, so I feel you on that. Sometimes all you can do is just sit in the audience and listen. Hear what we're doing for other people's poetry so you can know what to expect when you bring something and you'd like us to give it a closer look.
Well, now, we've had the pleasure of being graced with their poetry as well, and I have to shout them out and, you know, say we enjoy them too. And it is amazing watching them grow. You saw them before they even got here, you know, felt them and heard them before they got here. And now to see them expand and keep on growing, and they're beautiful babies. I've seen them. You know, it's an amazing
part. What did I tell you? And a grandmother, it's something brand new. Like, having children is wonderful, but when your kids have kids,
y'all didn't tell me about that different kind of love. All y'all grandparents out there, ain't nobody told me, but that's okay because it was a beautiful, beautiful surprise when I finally learned.
Experience for yourself, and I'm so happy that you came to join the club with us because it is the best. It's the best thing I feel like ever happened to me in my life.
It is. Oh man, I love it, and I love you too, Gina. I'm gonna let you go on over there to the therapist's office, grab yourself a glass of wine, and put your feet up, take your socks off, baby.
Oh,
baby.
No. Can't wait, I'm gonna listen to more poetry. Put up my feet and listen to some music, and I love you. One love, one mic.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Gina Storm. Man, she's an awesome poet, but I love her freestyle. She's really, really dope. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this station identification break, and then I'm going to come back and open up this next mic. Poetic Therapy on Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and press that 1. Get on the mic and engage me. It is approximately 12 minutes before, oh no, I'm sorry. It's 12 minutes before the 11 o'clock hour, and you need to get in here by 10:59 because guess what? The Blog Talk lady ain't got no chill. She will cut you off. Now I'm getting ready to open up this next microphone to my brother, my boy. This is my New York joy, my very, very good friend, Mojave, a.k.a. Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, man. You got so many a.k.a. What's up, Javi? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Hey, Danielle. What's going on? What's happening? What's good? What's happening? Okay.
Now, see, I haven't laughed the whole show. I've been on my cool thing. And you come in here and just make me start giggling.
I'm about to come in here and cut up.
It's all good. It's all good. How you doing, darling?
I happen to be in good form. I'm good form now, Danielle. I'm feeling great.
Oh, Lord. I can't. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, this kind of relationship is like this. If y'all in a bind and we're in a situation where it calls for you to be serious, don't look across the room at us. Don't do it. Because you're going to be in the shit. I'm trying to call you now.
That's the worst thing. No, because once I get home, I'm gone. And it just takes me one time for Danielle to laugh the way she laughs. You know, and it just takes one person to be dead serious about what they're saying. You know, we just cut, and it's just not going to be, it's just not going to be a good thing. It's just going to be bad.
Everybody going to be in trouble.
Yeah. And be like, we're not laughing. We laughing with you, not at you. We're laughing with you. Instead.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
Just understand. If you fall and trip in front of us, you know, we're going to laugh first, but we're going to help you up. That's where we know how to keep you going with laughter. It's going to be bad. Listen, it'll be involuntary. Just involuntary laughter. There's nothing we can do about it. And then we like, listen, we understand. You know, because 9 times in 10, we don't start to bust our ass ourselves. And 9 times in 10, when we fall bust our ass, people laugh first. People like, I'm like, I had to laugh before I helped you. I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, we keep turning the favor in kind. We're just doing in-kind services for each other. We're going to laugh our ass
right.
off and have a good time.
Oh, my
you know?
God. Yo, let me ask. Have you ever experienced it, huh? You ever had been walking with your friends and one of them trip and fall, and you had to laugh first, and you couldn't help yourself. You helped them up, but you was laughing.
Yeah, as long as they ain't hurt themselves seriously, you know, like it's good. It's, you know, I laughed and it was bad. They wasn't hurt. It was more their pride. But you know, somebody going to sit down. Like, and they completely misjudged the whole thing. Like, I don't know what they were looking at. Like, the chair was to their left, and they sat to their right, and they just sat down to nothing. And, you know, when somebody sit all the way down, and then they hit the ground, and their feet go up, they feet go way up in the air. Yeah. You be like, yo, like the whole portion of your feet, I saw the bottom of your shoes. I was just supposed to see the bottom of your shoes. But I see the bottom of your shoes. Yeah, and you know, when they fall real hard, you know, your people fall real hard, they just lay there. They just be laying there like real.
Yeah, man.
Man, feet in the air.
Yeah. Oh my God! Yes, I had my best.
You said what?
Oh, my best girlfriend that lives over in Charlotte. It was in the wintertime. We was walking. It was at night, right? We was coming from the club, and when she slipped like she curved her body curved, and then she like slid forward and then slid back. It was like a. You know how a feather looks when it's going, it's coming down to the ground, like back and forth, back and forth. And of course, I fell too because I was laughing. But she was hot with me. I'm like, girl, please, no. This shit is
like,
it's funny.
I can't believe you laughing at me. I'm like, I can't believe you laughing.
I was down there too. Yes, it's all good. It's all good. It's all love, man. People got to understand that. It's all love. So I know you just came in, so you missed some really, really dope poetry. For real, actually, you're the first caller in here to give us a piece. And I got to ask you, though, Ha. I got to ask you. do I have to prepare myself to clutch my pearls, or is it going to be gentle tonight? Because, you know, you got this thing that you do when you do what you do, how you do it, and it kind of upsets the nether region of ladies sometimes.
I'm not trying to. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm gonna see what it is, but it's not gonna be explicit. I'm just gonna be cool with it, I suppose. I think maybe. I suppose.
Okay.
I think.
It's open mic. I mean, I just wanted a heads up. That's all. Cause you be, woof, child. You're gifted. You're gifted.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I try.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to stand back, put you in the spotlight, and the mic is yours.
Okay, hold on. Let me get it all together. All right, here we go. Show this up. Oh, this here. But just tell me if it's too loud.
No, that's good.
If you ask me what your kiss means, it is like asking me how it feels to breathe. How careful your lips loaded into mine, the hesitation of holding back your passion, worried about overflow and promise and vow. Who would you be? Your character versus your desire, enough to make your imagination perspire. You feel wet, gathering the space between your thighs. You have to feel what my arms feel like around your waist, how you fit my fingertips, editing sensual energy, cascading the impulses of your wants, almost overriding your needs. Gentle, tender. This kiss is unsteady like a baby's first steps. You want to know what it is to run, feel the heat within your lungs. I reflect off the pool that is your eyes, your nervous exhale, touching you in the middle of your back, instantly collecting arousal. You will ask, how does he know my body? Cherish it like a familiar. Want your moan to become my totem, ask spirit to bless and protect this feeling, this touch. You ask me again for another explosion. A shelling that gives the battlefield of our lips cover so that our soldiers engage. The discovery of a sensual geography, a wait for the peace, that conclusion of cataclysmic reaction of mental and orgasmic satisfaction. Come closer so that I may know thee. What I have can wait until you meet your fate, and I don't want you with worry, nor am I desperate with hurry. The space I occupy is manifest destiny, and when I go forth, each step moves me closer to you. Your kiss is a door opening, a warm bath and a candle burning, with incense and a glass of wine, the taste of fruit fed to a waiting mouth, a deep hug, the transfer of energy, all of it easy, with how sweetness speaks. The body of my blood. Timeless. And that's the piece.
You know what, Harvey? Your poetry is exquisite. But to hear you spit it, it's an exhale for me, anybody. And I'm pretty sure if I am affected that way by it. I know there are many, many others that feel that same way. You just bring this zen with you. And, you know, people don't want to shift around and move. They just want to stay right there in that comfortable space, in that spot that they found, and just listen to the very end of your piece. That was beautiful. That was really, really beautiful. And you do it every time. And I thank you for not upsetting my nether region this time. I mean, I felt a way, but it wasn't as intense as you can be. You know, you King Drip. So I thank you for that. That was awesome.
Thank you for the compliments, and thank you for the space. And thank you for everything you happen to be in the Tiffany Ray universe, everything that happens, and all the dopeness. And your energy. Because dope people know dope people. And I wouldn't be such a dope soul if I wasn't around dope people like you every day. So thank you. Thank you for your being.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Now, before I let you escape, you know, you got to, can you please let everybody know what you have going on in the universe?
Got it. Hold on. Hold on, I got it. Hold on for a second. Let me just get to the, where is it? What did I do with it? I had it right here. hold on a second. Whew. I was like looking for it. I lost it. Go back behind, you know, went so far behind the thing. Hold on for a second. Wait a second. Here we go. Wait, no. Wait a second. Where is it? Not yet. Hold it. It's almost there. I think I got it.
You know how my mind works when she's singing that kind of song.
This is not even a dirty segment. This is being dirty. So let me come in here and just jump in the mud real quick.
I can't help it if I like being told what to do.
See, this is a problem. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, this Tuesday, September 6th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, it'll be Fly Speak Open Mic. Number 19, here on the Tiffany Radio Universal for Real Entertainment Network, and we are featuring three super dope poets that you might not have heard, but you will come to know on this platform. Now, I understand it is an open mic, and after our features go, feel free to come through and share a word or two and get yourself open on that new style of speak. Now, we have Adonis Richards, who is a published author, educator, writer, and creator, born and raised in Schenectady, New York. We have Ade, a.k.a. Anita Johnson, emerging Black Southern poet, spoken word artist from the great state of Tennessee. And, of course, we have Geronimo Tatch, poet, visual artist, R&B enthusiast from Cleveland, Ohio. Three different poets from all over the place is going to come and rock this mic for you here on Fly Speak Open Mic, a for real entertainment network through the Tiffany Ray Universe. We'll see you. Make sure that you come through to want that new style of speak. Thank you, Fly Song. A baby, baby.
That's a fact. Thank you very much for that, though. And I couldn't have thought of a better way to close the show this evening. But thank you for coming through. I love you.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to send you on over there to the therapist's office. I want you to go grab yourself a glass of wine. Pick an office that you want to go in. And, stay back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby, one love, one mic.
Yeah, one love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mojave. And he is one of the dopest poets I know. Before I shut it down tonight, and it was an awesome show tonight, I'm going to try to give you the rundown for the week for Epiphany. I may not be so eloquent as our station manager, but I'm going to give it a try anyway. And I'm going to start with Monday night. We have King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, as you heard from Mojave, who just left, we're going to have Fly Sweep, which is open mic. Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen, let me clear my throat for this one, The Erotic Love Zone. I am actually one half host of The Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. And this Wednesday is a continuation for my sex games for every week of the night, every night of the week. I'm getting a little tongue-tied here. And this one, since we did Freaky Friday, which was Get Creative, we are at Saturday, which is Let Me Out Saturday. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is for the ladies to get done any way by their men. I want you men to just take complete control of her body and just do it any kind of way you want. Don't hurt her now. But just, you know, let her out. Grab her. Take her anywhere you want to, at any time, however you want. Thursday night, we have The Get Down, which is hosted by J. Rob the Wise Son and Poetic. I don't know what they got planned, but this is one of my favorite shows on Epiphany, so we're just going to have to wait and see. Friday night, I believe we have Renaissance Poetry, and that is hosted by Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, and I'm sorry, Diva, I can't remember your name right now, but that's another awesome poetry show, and that is Friday night at 10 p.m., the only night where we have our shows play at 10 o'clock. Saturday night, I believe, is one of Poetic shows. I don't know if it's Romantic Central Saturday or if it is, let's talk about it, where we do date night differently. But whichever show it is, it's going to be an awesome one. All right? Sunday night, we have the Inspiration Factory hosted by Divine Inspiration and one of the newest members of Epiphany. And I apologize. I don't remember his name, but I'm pretty sure if he's an Epiphany family member, he's an awesome host and Poetic. And we're right back around to Monday night again. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the rundown for Epiphany for the week. Okay. Van, don't shoot me. I tried. I want to thank everyone that came through. Everyone. Oh, wait a minute. It looks like, do I have another hand up here? I think I do. Let me see. Yeah, I'm going to open up this next mic, I believe. Or is it even down? Let me open up this next microphone. I think this is Mr. Automatic Charismatic, if I'm correct. Am I right? Is this Mr. Automatic Charismatic coming through the Poetic Therapy?
Yes, you are. You are very correct. Made me, all that specialty, you made me feel special just by knowing who I am. Thank you. I feel special.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming through. I'm glad you got in before I shut it down, because I was about to.
I tell you what, I would say yes. I'm going to say this. LaPearl, you're one of the straightforward poets that I've got a chance to listen to, and you're very dope within your poetry. You don't have to be you don't have to be a freestylist like Divine Inspiration and poet. You know, the station manager. You don't have to be a freestylist like them to be a great poet. You know.
Thank you. you know what? You come in here starting trouble, but it's all right. It's all right. You know, if they don't hear you now, they're going to hear you later with the playback. I ain't going to put a nickel in that dime. I'm going to just say thank you. Thank you very much. Speaking of freestylers, I think you are one of the dopest freestylers. It's something that, like I was telling James, I wish that I could do. And another powerhouse of a poet told me, you know, he simplified it. He said it ain't nothing but talking. That's all it is. But
that's all it is.
People like me that write all the time, and I can be a chatterbox, okay? When it comes down to the creative side in me, I just can't find the flow as to come with ease like y'all do. And I wish I could. Maybe one day I will. But
it'll
I don't even retain my own poetry like that. When I write down my poetry, I don't even retain it to know it by heart, to spit it like that. I still have to read it off of whatever I've penned it to. You know, so I mean, it's a book. Yeah, I read every child piece. I read everything. Yes. Yeah.
Mr. Little Guy, the handsome fella.
My little co-host, my other co-host. Well, I'm gonna tell you something.
I'm very disappointed right now because I thought
he's a freestyler. I'm not around him tonight. He's home running around. He's mobile, Otto. He is mobile now. They got to move everything back off the table because he's in a walker with wheels, and he is everywhere now. He done figured out the mobility and got his motor skills together, and he is taking off like a jet into space, I'm trying to tell you. So I'm not around him tonight. I'm home. Huh?
It's like that show, Pimp My Ride. You got the pimp. Yeah, he pimped his ride.
He got it, too. He has got it. And I love it. I love it. But I'll be back around him sometime, probably later on tomorrow sometime. But he'll be back up. Now, he's a freestyler, and he's got perfect timing.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Okay.
I'm a fan of a little baby.
Well,
I'm a fan of a baby.
I'm going to definitely let him know that. What you been up to?
You know, I like to teach. I'm a teacher. You know, that's why I like doing in most of my pieces. Lately, I've just been writing. I'm writing my formula. A lot of people can't get it because so many codes and arithmetic and graphs and, you know, I write my own everything. And I tell people to stretch your mind. It's just like what I do with poetry. I use a formula with poetry. I stretch it's like you stretch a pen the way my big brother tries to get people to stretch their pen.
Right.
You know? David Baby. Yeah, I always wanted to do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I got a chance. Yes, I probably did it.
Definitely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first here on Poetic Therapy. Okay. Baby, that is that signature for real. You know it. Yeah. But you know what, Otto? Being a teacher, because I like to teach too. I like to open up minds and let people see there are other things going on in life. and hopefully give them an understanding. Yeah. Being that way, you know, it takes a lot of patience to teach people because everybody learns differently and everybody absorbs it at their own pace. So just, you know, stay with it, be consistent, but be patient with it. And that's what I wanted to let you know. It's all good.
Thank you very much.
Success doesn't come overnight. It takes time. It takes mistakes and it takes time. But you get there eventually.
I tell you one thing. My pen, every time I come to Epiphany Radio, my pen is always challenged. And I appreciate that. That's how you become better.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. Now, speaking of your pen, you being a freestylist, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because you always got something in your arsenal. Always.
All right. Oh, boy. You know what? I don't know why, but I feel like being Malcolm X tonight.
Go ahead.
My name is Paul Malcolm X.
The mic is yours.
I'm going to call on the ancestors right now. Give me the strength of Malcolm X. Who taught you how to not love yourself? Who taught you not to love the skin that you're in? You see, I want to speak to you all. You turn down the ghetto and not have your own business. You see, a white man got plenty of sense. He builds his own business. It's you that need to have some plenty of sense to build your own business. I believe it's separating from people that don't like us. I believe by any means necessary that we don't beg for free. We all need to be doing a whole lot of singing for the revolution that we are bringing. I'm letting you know right now that only black nationalism will put us in a place where we will be free. You see, we can't always be peaceful when peaceful is not done to us. I'm speaking like Malcolm X. The revolution is Malcolm X. My tongue is like Malcolm X. I'm like freedom like Malcolm X. As I call on the ancestors. We are starving for justice. For the injustice that have been served on us. About Plymouth Rock that landed on us. About these days when it's just so hard. That every time when we're in a car that we get charged. Mr. Crooked Officer. You're looking for a way to put me in through that hell called jail. All I'm doing is minding my own business. But I guess that means that you want to go ahead and put me in a hostile environment. Tremendous. Serious. Brothers and sisters, black nationalism is the only way. Put a covenant between you and your God. We don't need to argue about who's Muslim, who's Christian, who's Buddha, who's anything. We need to come together as one. And if you are in a situation where your religion has not done nothing for you, you shouldn't be doing it anyway. I believe that we come together. I'm a Muslim minister, like Dr. King is a Christian minister. I want to speak on the narrative of being free. Now, in this nation, you want to vote for people who won't do anything for you. See, I speak of the words like Malcolm X. I am anticipated with Malcolm X. My tongue wraps around freedom like Malcolm X. Can't you be wise? Use your mind. Use your way to climb down what's necessary. By any means necessary, we destroy the adversary. What's wrong with y'all? Don't you know that we live in troubled times and it's time to protect the black woman? Oh, yeah. I ain't come here to say what you want me to say. I came here to say what you need to hear right now. See, I'm not playing no games. The enemy's lines is right here. They are putting us in a place where it's like sadness, oppressing us. We stand there and lie on the boat. Why they being the cutthroat? But the revolution's in the air. And if you listen, brothers and sisters, I'll take you there. Don't you realize the Easton and Thurman hitting us on this cotton plantation of Lyndon B. Johnson? Yes, yes, you choose who's in the White House and who's in the doghouse. Lately, we've been in the doghouse chasing the dog. I speak like Malcolm X. I wrap around everything like Malcolm X. I love Malcolm X. Freedom like Malcolm X. His words will never die. I hear you, Malcolm X. By any means necessary. By any means. That nothing will ever stop black nationalism forever. This automatic charismatic delivery lynch take is in the morning, pipe and dry.
I had to throw up my fist for that one. I had to put my fist in the air. That was dope. That was really, really dope. You know, you being a teacher, you wake people up. And I know if you're waking people up, you're pissing people off too. But you can't have everybody like you. You know what I mean? And that was really a dope piece. That is your specialty. The conscious political pieces, definitely your specialty. And I'm glad you bring it like you do. Thank you so much, Otto. I truly appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. You know what?
I'm
thinking about the Love Zone. You know, every time I be out here at Love Zone,
it's not the Love Zone anymore. It's
Billy
the erotic Love Zone. Nope, it's the erotic Love Zone. No more Love Zone. No more that
the erotic.
We come with it. Yes, we do.
Yeah. I love it.
We try.
You might as well go ahead and put Ozzy Brothers in there now between the sheets.
Yeah. That might be a piece.
So go ahead and pull them sheets up and see what's go ahead and pull the sheets up and see what's in the sheets for me.
Hey. That's what you do now. That's what you do. I'm gonna tell you something. Don't go sneaking no liquor over into the therapist's office because I know how you do.
Lord.
Yeah, you think I'll be forgetting.
You got the
cards
in there? You got the guard? I'm about to pay him off.
Here the guard is in there. The guard's always lurking.
Go ahead and get the bag, Mo, and pay him off so because we get the guy get this liquor up in there. Go ahead and get the bag. Pay him off.
And you snitching. Is you dry snitching? What? All right, it's time for you to go. I'm sending you over to the therapy office. Thank you once again very much, Otto, for coming through. One love, one mic.
All right, thank you. One love, one mic. It's a pleasure.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, this was an awesome show. I want to thank all the poets that came through and blessed me with their poetry and their conversation and their transparency. I truly, truly love you for it. And I'm looking forward to hearing more from you every week. Now, I'm going to close this show out. But before I do, I'm tell you like I always do. Get that good relationship going with yourself, because you're going to have that with you for the rest of your life. Okay? And therein lies spirit anyway. I want you to continue to love and respect one another. Okay? And use common sense. We still got these viruses out here, these germs out here that don't care. They just grab a hold of anybody, and they are tenacious. They stick to you. Okay? And they can get ugly. So please, if you're not feeling well, stay away from people until you start to feel better. All right? I love you guys. With that, let's say peace.
Just make sure you can see no less. And we secure like the money in a set. I look like bae, now I'm on the way. Let you know when I'm about a mile away. When I'm outside, please don't make me wait. The party's starting when we pull up to the gate. Girl, we so late. I'm just with the crew. We ain't out here looking for blue. Cause tonight's be better with you. It's a whole place, kind of mood. Where you from? Well, I'm out of space. Cause I back me on.